Now, there's another part of us that don't necessarily agree with that way of addressing patterns or that way of addressing problems in our lives. These are the people who are seeking new ways, new methods of conflict resolution, new way of dealing with our differences, new ways to transcend the challenges of our time, using a new kind of thinking that is beyond the limits of the conditions that brought us to this point in the first place. Now, if we waited until the moment we needed that kind of thinking, it would be too late. So the beauty of the way we may be working now, and this is what I believe I witnessed firsthand in my conversation with the military analyst that was on the airplane with me, is that both of us are working toward the same goals in the only way that we know how. One of us is buying precious time, holding at bay the forces that hold the power to destroy all that we love and hold dear, all that we cherish as a civilization, on the one hand, while another part of us is developing the new strategies, the new ways of thinking, the new ways of dealing with our problems, so that when the defenses are no longer required, we have that new way of living in place. And in that way, maybe we're both working together. Both pieces are necessary to create the change. Let me ask you the question. You think it's possible? Is it possible when we see angry people protesting war in the streets, and right across the street, on the other side of the sidewalk, we see angry people that are supporting the war at the same moment in time? Is it possible, without knowing it, both of those groups of people could be working together toward a solution, and in the presence of their judgments of what one another represent, perhaps they have failed to recognize that they're really all working toward the same thing from very, very different perspectives, and that both are required. Within the conditions that we have allowed our world to become today, part of us are buying time, precious time. And the question is, do the rest of us have the wisdom to use that precious time wisely? What will we do with our lives?